Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Ronald, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 40 ang edad, full-time na accountant sa Queensland. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Ronald. Kumusta kayo? Ako si Ronald. Inip na kaming magbakasyon sa Pilipinas ng aking pamilya. Halos 3 taon na mula nang huli kaming bumisita. Ang problema, alam kong mahal ang lahat ng gastusin gaya ng gasolina. Sigurado akong apektado rin ang ticket ng eroplano. Handa naman akong magtabi ng karampatang budget sa bakasyon ng aming pamilya. May 2 kaming anak na lalaki, 8 at 10 ang edad. Ang may peraan question ay, mga magkano po ang dapat kong itabi sa pag-uwi sa Pilipinas? Malaking tulong po kung pwedeng matansya kung magkano ang aabuti ng pamasahe para sa 4 na tao. Mga magkano kaya ang gagastusin din sa COVID insurance? Sana matulungan niyo po ako. At para magsilbing gabay, makakausap natin muli ang travel agent na si Mr. Chris Centeno. How are you, Chris?
Ay, mabuti naman po. Kumusta po tayo, Teta? And of course, kumusta po sa ating lahat ng mga tigapakinig? I hope everyone is doing well despite of the past more than 2 years. Eto na tayo at pwede na tayo magbiyahe muli.
Exactly. So ngayon, kamustahin muna natin ang demand for international travel, lalo na papuntang Pilipinas.
Yeah, ang demand natin for the time being to travel to the Philippines is very, very, very high. Actually, a lot of carriers are really exhausted, you know, in terms of travelers' capacity and everything. So far, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good news for our industry na muli na ulit nagbabounce back. But, you know, it will take a while for us to recover. But, you know what? What matters the most at the moment is may movement na po tayo.
Ayan. Okay, may forward movement na tayo. So now the question is, Chris, mga magkano kaya, no, ang minimum coverage para sa COVID travel insurance?
Ang travel insurance natin at the moment, allow me to explain. Ang travel insurance po natin, there are a few factors that affects the cost. Number one, the age of the travelers. Number two, the duration of number of days the passenger is away for. And number three, of course, ang destination. So if we put into perspective traveling to the Philippines, kung ang mga pasahero are medyo bata pa at wala silang pre-existing medical condition, and maybe, you know, they're only there for less than say 20 days, then expect the cost of travel insurance to be cheaper. That is for individual. Again, it is also different po kapag family ang mga magbiyahe. So there are so many factors. So to get to the bottom line of it, it's really hard to discern yung cost ng travel insurance unless otherwise, one, wala tayong pre-existing medical condition. Number two, shorter yung stay natin, right? Number three, of course, depende sa destination. Asia, moderately are lower rather than, you know, traveling to the European countries or sa America pa.
Okay. Is there like a minimum? Would you know po?
If we speak of the minimum po kasi, we will fall back to the number of days and of course the age of the passenger if right. They've got pre-existing medical condition. Mm-hmm. Yun po yung mga factors po kasi that we have to take into perspective. So in terms and plus, one thing you have to take into consideration now po is not a lot of travel insurance companies do provide COVID coverage. So tayo lang po ay mag-iingat. Ang may sasuggest ko lang po, if we try to get travel insurance quotation, number one, tanungin lang po natin, are they going to cover COVID insurance, right? Kasi may mga clauses po yan. So mag-ingat lang po tayo every time we purchase a travel insurance, specifically if you travel to one particular country because hindi po lahat ng destination kinu-cover po ng mga insurance providers. So I would highly recommend that you also check sa Smart Traveler website whether or not covered po tayo under COVID insurance if we are traveling to that given destination.
I thank you for that tip, and also read the fine print sa mga nakikinig sa atin, no? So maganda pong klaruhin ninyo kung kasama yung destination kung saan kayo pupunta for COVID coverage. Okay, so now, mga magkano
sana
kaya?
Sana masagot ko po ng tama.
Ang average na pamasahe para sa round trip ticket mula Australia papuntang Pilipinas?
Okay, ang average round trip ticket po sa Pilipinas, again, it's really hard to discern again kung magkano ang average, no? But please allow me po to explain what had happened since we opened. I have actually observed na mayroon tayong mga promos every now and then po, ano? But mainly, it's actually better for you to plan ahead. I have noticed that you really have to plan at least 6 months in advance po para para maplano natin mabuti. Number one, yung gusto natin gawin, you know, destination, yung dates. But ang notice ko lang po sa mga airlines kasi ngayon, nagre-release sila ng mga promos way ahead in time, no? One particular example, Philippine Airlines po nag-release ng promo way back March, right? And this promo actually covers May onwards hanggang next year. But of course, excluding peak season. If I speak of peak season po, this is the month of December and January, which covers Christmas, New Year, and Chinese New Year, right? Marami po tayong mga kababayan na mga nag-book at that time. They took advantage, right? They took the risk at the same time, whether matutuloy ba or hindi, hindi naman natin alam whether, you know, the pandemic will it still be there, will it still be in place, and so on and so forth. But I think it's paying back kasi the world is starting to open and travel is starting to open. Yeah, it works out for them, right? But in terms of yung costing nga po, ang may sasuggest ko lang sa ating mga tigapakinig po, plan ahead po. There are a few setbacks po in terms of planning, which I can understand, no? Number one, application of leave sa ating mga trabaho. Number two, gusto nating malaman yung mga budget natin, how much are you going to save, and so on and so forth. Well, ang may sasuggest ko po, umpisahan nyo na po mag-save months ahead before you, pag nag-book po tayo.
Okay, so plan ahead and at the same time, siguro save talaga, no? Save talaga.
Talaga magsisave lang po tayo. And i-monitor po natin when promotionals will come out. At least give yourselves time, mga around 6 months or more. Kasi open na po naman ang booking niyan eh. We can book 11 months in advance. Huwag lang po kayong umalis sa peak season, right? If you're on a budget. Ang airfares po kasi natin are based on three categories. You've got low season, you've got mid season, or you've got peak season. Ang low season po natin, normally yung mga walang occasions po. Where there is Christmas and New Year, Chinese New Year, or Easter, right? That could be peak season or mid season. Or school holidays dito sa Australia, that is a mid season. So medyo moderately mas expensive ang airfare. Ang low season po natin ang pinaka-cheapest. However, since we open up since November last year to now, ang na-notice ko, ang mid-season at saka ang low season is actually combined except blackout period, which is the peak season. So napansin ko din na when may mga promotionals po sila, the average airfares before na ni-release ni Philippine Airlines nagbabari between 719, believe it or not, up to 879, right? Naka-release po yan on a low season, but of course, again, only valid on a low season period. Hindi po siya sa high season period. My travel solution, mino-monitor namin when, well, you know, kinukonnect po namin yung consumers with the principals. Yun ang ginagawa namin. So we were actively monitoring. So I have noticed as well na yung behavior ng consumers po kasi ngayon talagang parang bumabalik na sa dati before the pandemic hit. Kasi before talagang nag-aabang ang mga tao. Everyone wants to save money, right? I mean, a dollar means a lot. You know, yes. Especially for a family of six, right? Just imagine for a normal low season, for example, the airfare is 1,100. Pero kung may promo po, that can potentially be around $770 to $870. Just get the difference of that. I mean, $300 or more for a family of six, that's a lot of money.
Exactly. So ngayon po, baka may karagdagang payo pa kayo na gustong ibigay kay Ronald para naman kahit papano makatipid kahit papano sa kanilang travel expenses. Sige, go right ahead, Chris.
Yep, Ronald, ang may isasuggest ko sa inyo at sa inyong mga sa inyong pamilya is, number one, i-monitor po ninyo when a promotional may come out. No, that's number one. So number two, of course, you have to plan ahead. You know, I mean, if you can travel in the next 6 months or 7 months or more, right, then do that. But of course, on top of that, you'll also have to plan on a personal level whether your leave has been approved, valid passport po, that is very important, because you know, a lot of people take neglect, you know, of their expiry date, and that's number one setback that occurs, you know, when people travel. Start saving para, you know, mayroon na kayong pampayad later on.
Okay, again, maraming salamat kay Sir Chris Centeno. Sa uulitin po,
maraming salamat po sa ating mga tigapakinig, and of course for having me, maraming salamat po.
At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.